This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things, I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that people that have done such harm to our country, we've gone through a period of really bad things happening, those people will certainly be looked at.
All right, so the president talking about bad people and treason. In the meantime, it is all about the Mueller report. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we motor through, out and around the Beltway and how it affects you and I across the rest of the United States, as well as I like to say, I feel like I'm the voice of reason. Somebody else who I consider to be very reasonable would be Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, so the Mueller report, what's the latest on what the AG's going to do?
About it. Well, the question is whether he actually turned over in the entire investigation to other people, or whether, because there, it looks like there's still some people that have to appear in court. So he may have actually allowed other prosecutors to take over the case. And that's what we just won't know for another few days.
Yeah, so also, you know this,
Congress,
and certainly, go ahead.
Congress is expecting them to release the full report on the 2nd of April. Of course, that probably won't happen, and then they're going to subpoena it. As soon as Congress gets it, I can guarantee you somebody is going to leak it.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to say, you and I both know that it's going to leak, it's going to leak, and it's going to leak again. That's always constantly what happens, and that's how, you know, the rest of it explodes after that. And while we see what's going on with the AG, I kind of wonder, what is the pressure on him to do what? Because to release the good parts of it, to make a decision, what?
The pressure is on him to release all of it, and Congress has really given him grief about it. And it's interesting, Monica Lewinsky, a lawyer who worked with her, basically said, hey, look, the Lewinsky report was released. Now, it's true the president, they were looking at impeachment at that time, but the fact is that she then used the F word when she described it. She said, hey, you know, basically, and I know that they couldn't release some of this, whatever. So, I mean, it's gotten very nasty out there, I got to tell you.
Of course. And then there was this, and you sent it to me, and I didn't even realize this was happening, but it's in front of the Senate confirmation hearing for David Bernhardt, who's the president's nominee for Interior Secretary. The Wilderness Society, wow, they issued a wild statement about him that do not go in that direction, right?
Right. Basically, they have accused him of consorting with companies and all kinds of things. I mean, but you also have a person like Betsy DeVos who wants to get rid of the Special Olympics. I mean, you just can't even believe this kind of stuff that's going on right now.
No, you can't believe that.
Secretary.
I mean, does she? I don't. I don't understand that there's not even more flap over the Special Olympics. I think there is, but some people don't realize it, and I think it's going to get bigger. What do you think?
Well, yes, and particularly because one of the members of Congress that was questioning her had two autistic nephews and said, hey, listen, you know, the Special Olympics is something that we started, and it's basically an important thing. And then he kept pressing her, how many children are involved? How many children are involved? She didn't know the answer to that. And it's in the thousands.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
in the thousands, absolutely. All right, and then it is unbelievable. And then there's this, too. We keep talking right from the very start and when he was running about seeing the president's records. Everybody releases their taxes. And now the
right.
House Oversight Panel is really pushing to get those records. Do you think they really have a chance of that?
Oh, I think they have a very good chance because they can be subpoenaed, and that then it will be really a constitutional crisis, basically, as to whether the president can exert executive power over the, you know, the IRS, which is basically run as an independent agency, but it, you know, sort of isn't. And so the question is whether, in fact, they're going to get him, and I think they are actually. And then when they see those tax returns, oh, boy, it's not going to be pretty in Washington. Cherry blossoms may be out.
I like that. It's not going to be pretty. I like that. Hey, last one, and this is a big one, too. The final effort to quash the Affordable Care Act by the Prez. The Democrats are obviously lining up to attack back on that. As somebody who went through all of this, during the entire time, Ellen, obviously you know it. Do you think
right.
this is the end of it? Boom, it's gone?
Well, I don't actually think it's the end of it. It'll be interesting. The president said that the Republican Party was going to be the party of health care, and that if they got rid of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, it's the one and the same, that they were going to release something that was going to show that America is great in terms of health care. Well, good luck. What was he going to do? I mean, Hillary Clinton tried it. Then Obama got it through, but it really took some pushing of Obama through a Democratic Congress. I just don't see how it's
going to happen. Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. All right. Yeah, I don't either. I think it's going to be dicey. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So lots happening in D.C., obviously, the Affordable Care Act and the Trump administration asking federal appeals court to strike down the entire health care law. So what does that mean for people who are entrepreneurs or people who are relying on that insurance versus, and others, of course, what does that mean for them and where are we headed when it's all said and done? You know that old saying about when you went to work for a company and they would, and this used to be the joke, I can remember when I first started working, I remember the first company I worked for, they were trying to tell me, but you know what? The benefits are great. The benefits are great. So benefits now more than ever, that's for a company, of course, they can sell that if they've got enough, because as we know, that's the whole thing with healthcare. If you have a volume of employees, and especially depending on their health, of course, that matters with this whole healthcare situation. I've said this before, there's no doubt, Republican, Democrat, whoever, the whole thing is insurance driven and a mess. And that's part of the problem and part of the reason why we find ourselves in these situations where you have doctors who basically tell you, like my doctor, no matter what your insurance is, he's like, you know what you can do, kiddo? Just stay healthy. And that's great advice, right? Until you get sick, until something unforeseen happens to you, and we see it all the time, and it throws you a horrible curveball. The last thing you want to be worried about is, are you covered? What's covered? You know, that whole kind of thing. I always say you need 2 college degrees just to decide and know what you're picking and what's actually covered when it's all said and done, because it's so bloody confusing as to what will be covered and what won't. But repeal of Obamacare in its entirety would mean probably 20 million or so people would be looking for a different insurance route, whatever that would whatever that looks like and whatever that would be. But as you heard Ellen say, it's an uphill battle. And I think there is definitely a lot of misleading about the benefits in the first place. And like I said, that's why you need 2 college degrees to even try to figure out what it's all about. So we'll see what comes to pass there. Coming up on the flip side, as we continue to drive along, Jesse Smollett. What's going on there? Rahm Emanuel's about to pop a gut.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a 7-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday, the state's attorney's office.
All right, that's Rahm Emanuel, of course, the mayor of Chicago, who's been reacting, like I said, basically busting his gut because he is livid over this. And part of the reason why is everybody is blowing up his phone as to what is going on here. How come this is dropped? What happened? How come we don't know the rest of the story? What is the rest of the story? And there's a couple of theories that are floating around. And one of them is that whole, as you just heard, the hoax idea. You have the Cook County State Attorney, Kim Fox, who's getting massive criticism after her office dumped all these charges against Smollett. But she stood by the decision, said she regretted dealing with one of Smollett's relatives in the early phase of the investigation. That's a big hint that she dropped there. So the FBI's investigation into the threatening letters sent to Smollett remains one of the loose ends, of course. And the Chicago police files on this investigation show some things that have happened behind the scenes. So here's what happens. If in any way they tainted the case and somebody screwed something up, even the littlest of things, of course, that's your opening. I think what's so insane and typical of the way we live these days, though, right? Do you really know the whole truth? Or do you only know a piece of the truth, or what really happened here? Because you remember the $3,500 check was deposited at a grocery store bank. A red baseball cap was purchased at an uptown shop. A bottle of hot sauce was left at the scene of Empire actor Jesse Smollett's supposed attack. So those items were some of the evidence that were in this police report from the Smollett case that was released to the Chicago Tribune, because they asked for it, because, of course, open records. It's an open records request. The document dump comes on the heels of the prosecutor, Kim Cook, as I said, dumping the 16-count indictment that accused him of orchestrating his own attack on January 29th to advance his career. In dismissing the case, the prosecutors say they had to cut a deal, or they said they had cut a deal with the actor to perform 2 days of community service and give up $10,000 to the city. That was his bond. And very unusual to have this happen. And that's why Rahm Emanuel says, oh, the hoax, that's what they went back to. The other day he said a whitewash of justice. So Patricia Brown Holmes sent out a release saying that she's accusing the police of wagering the smear campaign by them, actually, she responded to, by them releasing a one-sided evidence. Pointed the local authorities have continued their campaign against Jussie Smollett after the charges have been dropped. The case is closed. No public official has the right to violate Mr. Smollett's due process rights. The whole case is crazy. The police are all over it. Every news agency is all over it. Every gossip rag because he was on a television show that was a hit TV show. And so you've got this file with 61 pages in it that was redacted to remove witnesses' names and personal information. And then just it lays out the steps that they took. But so much was redacted from it. And, of course, reporters were staking out the grand jury room on the fourth floor and, you know, all that whole thing that happened along the way. And initially it was treated as a hate crime in the very, very beginning. But then there was the two brothers, and then there was the $3,500, and then there was the promise of some more money and the footage showing the brothers' movements before and after the attack and, you know, all of that happened. But obviously there is some truth to this. It's dropped, so it doesn't matter. He showed up. You know, Smollett's attorney asked detectives if they would release him if he promised he would show up at the bond, and he did, and then that all happened. So then this currently is let go. So Kim Fox, I think I said her name wrong, Kim Fox, you know, again, was the prosecutor, and that's the direction that this has gone. And that's it. What happened? We've got the timeline of what happened, but whatever the police files show and whatever was redacted at this point, now it doesn't matter. So now we're on to instead. I mean, it does matter because if I'm there in Chicago and I'm holding the bag and I'm that superintendent, that police superintendent, I'm not happy about this. And that's why Rahm Emanuel's furious about it. But now we move on to the other thing that has captured our attention. And, of course, that is what's happening with Operation Varsity Blues. And on Operation Varsity Blues, there still is so much to come, meaning in a courtroom, you could see these two actresses in Boston. No, that's just going to be a field day is what's going to happen there. The coaches, the athletic directors, the people that work for the athletic director, the people involved in this crazy. Just how far are parents willing to go to get their kids in these situations where they go to the best school, and how much does it matter? I mean, if you're bribing them, we've talked about this before, but I get so many emails from so many of you about the outrage over this. To me, this became neck and neck with what was happening with the Mueller report. There was so much interest. If nothing else, for sure, we say it all the time. We're about the buzz in your backyard. What is it that you're talking about? I think it's because it goes to that whole theory, if you have money and you can dole out the cash, you can get what you need for you, yourself, your family, whatever. And it is like a Hollywood story. I mean, this is made for Lifetime TV. For sure, this is going to end up absolutely. There may be a couple of dramas that are based on this. Guarantee this will pop up in one of the Dick Wolf series somehow, some way, when you have 50 people that have been charged in this, including the man who coached members of former President Barack Obama's family in tennis. How about that? An investor who founded a social impact fund with Bono, a bourbon distillery owner who's married to a former football player, and a former Harvard tennis player. So Rick Singer was no fool. He knew who to get involved in his deal because people went to him legitimately to figure out better ways to get into college, what they needed to do. So the ways that they could pad their resume, so to speak, not necessarily pay for it, but then there were those that did that. And it's interesting because I guess at one point there was payments of $950,000 that were made that promoted, where several students were promoted as potential tennis recruits for Georgetown when they couldn't even hold a candle to anyone who could legitimately play for them. Wow. Oh, how sad. The lure of the easy cash. Oh, and just caught right in the middle of the net. I was reading about some of the not actor people, but equally well known in their own, you know, fields, let's put it that way, because everybody keeps talking about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. And if you don't know, Felicity Huffman was on ABC's hit series Once Upon a Time, Desperate Housewives. It was a massive, massive hit, and that really bolstered her career. And now her name is being mentioned quite a bit, along with Lori Loughlin, who had her own taste of fame when she was on a sitcom in the 90s, Full House, as the wife of John Stamos' Uncle Jesse. But then, of course, all the things she went on to do after that. Is who do you hold up more in this whole scandal? The parents, the coaches, the proctors, the people who were so easily swayed to just take that coin and had made no bones about it. I just think about that. I think about kids killing themselves athletically just for a shot, a way to get in, and they had no chance. And let me tell you, I went through the list, and the list is long and shocking. Some of the names would probably surprise you, especially in the financial arena. So it's not just about the actors, it's about so many other people who are looking to game the system, so to speak, and they were really willing to grease the skids, having no idea they were being taped by Rick Singer. Stay with us.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Illinois Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox defended the decision by her staff to drop charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett that he staged a racist anti-gay attack. The move left Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel stunned.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday.
the state's attorney's office.
Fox told CNN affiliate WLS she believed her office could have proven Smollett guilty, yet the charges were still dropped. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. He was convicted on state murder charges in the deadly car attack at the white nationalist rally in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Walks merrily down the street with a pretty blue way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet strip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
This could be the theme for what's going on in the NCAA basketball tournament. Another one bites the dust. We're down to the 16. Yes, it keeps getting smaller and smaller. The Sweet 16, I'll call it, in March Madness. Duke almost getting knocked out by UCF. I think that was the big highlight. Hey, coming up, we're going to hit the man cave. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I like to call this the grab bag. Every once in a while, we head in a direction where I think there are so many stories that we could be diving into, and we could spend hours just talking about, okay, how many pages of the Mueller report should be released? What are we going to see that will blow us away in the Mueller report, if anything? But there were a couple of other stories that I think rocked our world and affect you and me even deeper than that, since the president especially was cleared of collusion. No collusion. How much did it cost to find out that there was no collusion? And then who's paying the bill? Of course, we're paying the bill for that one. So we got the Sweet 16, and as that rolls out, and there's so much money wrapped around college hoop. It's one of the big gambling times of the year. And, of course, now that gambling is legal in so many states, there are places where you can go and just flat out just dump a bet on these games, and they're not called casinos and they're not your local bookie. The key thing is what some of the colleges are trying to do, and, in fact, there was even a big story on 60 Minutes about this, about how do you eliminate the, you know, the concern over gambling? How do you eliminate information getting out on players or players being swayed? I mean, I just talked about parents and coaches, et cetera, taking, you know, either taking bribes or being willing to pay money to fudge that their kids, just fake that their kids were student athletes. Now you're the student athlete and you're there and you get the scholarship. And some people are more than grateful than you can imagine. They know they're not going to be pro players, but it elevates them and gets them to a school that's good and then leads to a path of a career for them. But it's not all paths are equal. And it's rough and tumble out there. And with all the practices and everything else, could they be some of these athletes persuaded to not take a layup or two, to miss a few shots, shall we say? And of course, that's always the concern. And then drugs is the other side of this. So Virginia Tech's Ty Outlaw has been charged with possession of pot, and that potentially jeopardizes his status for the remainder of the NCAA tournament. The 6-year senior was charged March 21st, the day after he and the Hokies arrived in San Jose for the first round. And his hearing is set for April 11th. He scored 7 points as the four-seeded Hokies beat St. Louis in the first round of the tournament. Virginia Tech plays Friday night against Duke in D.C., and he's supposed to be there, not on the bench. But is that true or not? The Tech officials aren't really saying much. They're not responding to questions about his status moving forward, whether he's going to be there or not. And this is a kid who lost one season of eligibility to a heart condition, another to a torn ACL. But you know what? He's one of the biggest three-point shooters in the game, in the nation. He made 78 of 171, so if you do the math on that, you don't have to cheat. 45.6%, fifth in scoring per game for the Hokies. So while he can be streaky, he's necessary for them. So interesting, isn't it? All right, the other two stories, I think, have to do with transportation. And if you are flying anywhere, think about it. There's Mother's Day, there's Easter, there's summer vacations. There's all kinds of things coming up. Southwest is a good way to go for a lot of people. Why? It's cheaper sometimes. It's easier to get to certain parts of the country. It's got that friendly atmosphere, and you can take that bag on and not pay extra. Well, you might be scrambling to find another flight because Southwest has been a mess, really, since mid-February. They say that there's been 9,400 flights that have been canceled, and they're counting more. So if you add all that up and you combine flight cancellations, it's been the 20 single worst days for cancellations since 2011. Wow. Unprecedented. Because they had other problems. They had a labor dispute with the mechanics. They had winter weather. And now the Boeing 737 MAX 8. They have all of those planes parked in the desert in California. And they tried to move one from Orlando. And just the other day, it had to make an emergency landing because the pilots weren't even in the air 19 minutes. They had to come back. Or they were fearful they would crash. So the heavy cancellations the past 6 weeks, the first quarter has to be one of the worst for Southwest. And the MAX 8 groundings, what a trouble spot for this airline, because they've got more MAX 8s in their fleet than any other carrier. And it's tough to rebook. You know, when you get canceled and then you're trying to rebook and then you're trying to jump to another airline, forget the whole price thing, you can't even get on them, which is exactly what happened to me. My book, Deal Your Own Destiny, one of the big pieces in my book, I talk about when you have to be somewhere, you have to be there. And I talk about the fact that I was on my way to a big speaking gig and that's when the computers went down in 2016 in the summer. What did we have to do? We had to drive straight through from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to Phoenix because I couldn't rebook. First, they rebooked me on one of their flights, but then that was canceled. And then they told me, pretty much tough tiddlywinks. We'll give you the money back, but and we can rebook you, but not for days. That would be when everything was over. So I had no choice but to drive because every other airline was booked up. And this is what's going to happen to maybe some of you listening to me. Make sure you know if you're traveling somewhere that you're not on one of those MAX 8s because there's a good chance that you won't be able to get on that. You won't be able to get on that flight. You'll have to be re-racked unless they have another plane in its place. But that's part of the problem. So the FAA is looking at the safety process for it, and they're not going to let them get up in the air, and it's not going to happen anytime soon. Powerball. You're talking about Powerball. Who cares about having to be rebooked if you win the Powerball? Why? Because you just buy a ride on a private plane. Easy. Or just buy a plane. Find another way to get there. You don't have to worry about that. You're not looking at a cheap airline and a fun fare to get somewhere. So let me give you the numbers. The numbers for Powerball are this. 16, 20, 37, 44, 62, and the Powerball number is 12. You know what the amount is you would win? Well, the overall giant amount. It's the fourth largest lottery prize ever in our U.S. history. It'd be $750 million. If you break it down further than that, somebody could be walking around with this ticket. A lump sum payout would be $465.5 million. Oh, my. That's incredible. So taxes out the door, $465.5 million. That is crazy. You know what the odds are of hitting it? 1 in 292 million. But 1 in every 24.87 tickets wins a prize. So maybe you win $4. Maybe it's a little larger than that. That would just be mind-blowing, wouldn't it? And I don't know if somebody has the winning ticket yet, but somebody, I'm just saying, somebody got lucky, and they got a lot of decisions to make, but wouldn't it be interesting to have to make those decisions? I'm going to say, I would figure out a way to deal with that versus, just missed it. You know what I do? Whenever the numbers are high for the lottery, because I'm not a regular lottery player, we get tickets, of course, and donate our money. And I always write in thick pen, still working. Put it on the refrigerator as a reminder, still working. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are still going to be working. Unless it's a group of people that went in on a ticket. And actually, that would be pretty cool. If you throw in with a group of people, and you're working someplace, and then you go through all those tickets, and you find out that you have one of the winning tickets, what is, I ask you, what is better than that? Nothing, of course. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking a little sports here. I mentioned basketball briefly. There is a lot of money that's wagered on March Madness as it gets closer and closer to that day where it may be Duke in North Carolina or somebody else, who knows. Duke almost got knocked out very early in the tournament, as I already mentioned. UCF, 1-point separation. Coming up, though, we're going to dive into baseball. Do you believe it? Opening day is upon us. Kate Delaney, I'll meet you on the other side.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, we're in the man cave. Definitely.
Astronaut, right back across to Krug again. Then sent back by Marshawn. Krug across, pops up. Score!
All right, so right there. Thanks, Westwood One, for that clip. That is Boston, and the Bruins beat the Rangers 6-3. And you're saying, are you kidding? We go into the man cave, and right away you lead with a hockey clip of the Bruins beating the Rangers? I do. You know why? Because one of the phenomenons, or rituals for hockey, and as a kid, I mean, a real little kid, I grew up with this, I didn't understand it, but I thought it was so cool, and I would go to every game and pray this would happen. Guess what happens when someone scores 3 goals? It's called a hat trick, and people take the hats off their head and throw them on the ice. So no matter how much that headgear is costing you, usually, you're flinging it on the ice. Can you imagine? And so it used to be, so many hats would hit the ice. It was crazy. And that was Dave Pastrnak, who had 3 goals and 2 assists. So a big game for him. for in that win over the Rangers, and he'd been out too for a while. But what's, like I said, really cool is when he shovels the goal in, that and especially there you are at home, you've got everybody throwing down their hats because of that whole hat trick thing. It's funny, the rituals are what we do culturally in certain sports. And to me, that's one of the ones that if you took someone from another country and they didn't know anything about hockey, you can follow it along and you obviously get the idea of what the scoring is and all of that. But the throwing the hats on the ice and following that along would be, I think, surprising to people. But I think it's cool, whoever came up with that. And there's some gorgeous hats on the ice, though. Because people had good, you know, lids are now, what are they, $35 sometimes? Maybe you get one, it's in, you know, $25 or whatever. But flinging it off their heads, and I think, you know, because I like to walk and work out, and I have some cool baseball caps. I don't know, they'd have to kind of rip that off my head, I think. Because I don't remember them being cheap. I don't remember ever paying for a hat and thinking, you know what, this is pretty inexpensive. I don't remember that feeling at all. Well, there's going to be some people that are going to be willing to throw their hats if their team could keep themselves in it. And I'm talking about March Madness. We're going to get to baseball in a second because opening day is here. But if we're hanging out in the man cave, man, women, kids, whatever, you know what? We're talking about, I bet you we're talking about this. If we did one of those bracket things, I got a bracket. And my bracket actually has Duke winning the whole thing, and Duke almost lost to UCF. So that was heart attack moment for me. But I had Duke and Virginia Tech playing, so that made me feel good that that actually happened. And then I had Gonzaga and Florida State playing, but then I had a couple that aren't turning out so great for me, so I'm not going to be in any kind of money, let's put it that way. But it's fun to do it. It's fun just to see where you stack up, and it's more about, to me, it's more about paying attention to what's happening with the games, I think. And there are so many people that fill in these brackets. Sisters of sisters and the brother-in-law and then this person and then the aunt and then the grandmother. I'm not kidding you. There are some of these pools that go on and on and on and on. And I think that's what makes it so popular. Other than you have a kid that goes there, you're an alum from there, you live down the street from Tennessee, Syracuse, Iowa. So you happen to be kind of a fan of them. But otherwise, so much of it is about the brackets and who's got their bracket busted and what brackets are intact and that whole tradition. So now here we are in the Sweet 16 in the 2019 NCAA tournament, and who's going to survive and thrive and move on, and who's out? Who's gone? To me, Duke is still, even though they were on the ropes against UCF, boy, I still would be so upset if I was UCF. But, you know, B.J. Taylor's layup rimmed out in the final seconds. Aubrey Dawkins with the perfect angle and the touch on a putback that would have won the game at the buzzer. It didn't fall. As somebody said to me tonight, you know, it's because they're the Blue Devils. And the Blue Devils, once again, get lucky. Oh, it was just right there. What an unbelievable 77-76 win for Duke. They were oh so close to knocking out the Goliath. And this is what brings us back to wanting to watch college basketball when it's March Madness. I say if you're just even a little bit of a sports fan, it's the edge of your seat stuff that keeps you interested in watching the games. All right, opening day in baseball. Opening day in baseball is about skipping, tailgating for some, hot dogs, great seats, day games in some cases, and it just signifies the beginning of spring to me, and then what becomes the summer and the whole process of the ritual of baseball. And opening day is interesting because there's all kinds of predictions that are made about, you know, now you have these players who are getting paid a ton of money playing for, in some cases, playing for different teams. But, you know, the handful for sure that will be competitive. And imagine having 90 plus wins. Imagine having 80 plus wins and where you would end up when it comes to the postseason. Because the postseason is so far out of everyone's mind now at this point, it's about getting out there and getting used to the rhythm of every day, even though they've all been at spring training. It's, you know, going back to the home park, the whole thing. And the Dodgers are favored to be the top team in the National League for the third straight year. But will this be their year or not? Will they win their first World Series since 1988? I don't know. They've come oh so close, but close doesn't count. And how about the Boston Red Sox? Their fourth World Series since 2014. Remember when they were struggling? They couldn't win, they couldn't win, and now it's been four. And the Red Sox World Series odds are 7-1. Because after all, they won the World Series. The Houston Astros World Series odds, 6-1 for them. The New York Yankees, 5-1 odds for them to win. I mentioned the Dodgers, who you got to give them some cred. They don't get enough respect, I think. But they're right up there, right, to win the National League. So they're four. Milwaukee Brewers are in the mix in the top 10, and what that manager, Craig Counsell, has been able to do. And because they came oh so close last year, all the way to Game 7 of the National League Championship Series, oh, and they're hoping this year is going to be the year. And then the Cubs, World Series odds for them, 12-1. I don't know about the Cubs. The Cleveland Indians, just a few years ago, they almost beat Chicago, but then it was the improbable Cubs that came back and won that in the very last game that went back and forth. Ooh, that still stings, I bet, for the Indians. World Series odds, 10-1 for them. Washington Nationals. No Bryce Harper, but they're slated 12-1 odds. They finish in the top 10 as far as predictions. And my Philadelphia Phillies, Bryce Harper, they paid $330 million over the winter. He's their new superstar. This is make or break. They are all in with Harper. Philly wants to win badly. We'll see. You know, we call them the Sillies. But you're not silly for joining us in the Man Cave and for this hour of the show. Thank you. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everyone.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.